Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you all. Hello?
We seem to be having some technical difficulties.
That's correct. Yeah. Have you announced?
Yes, we're waiting for you to speak. Yes, we're waiting for you to speak.
All right. We're so sorry for today's broadcast. It has to do with a technical problem, which I believe we are able to overcome. Today's Blog Talk Radio topic broadcast is the Adventures in Power. The Adventures in Power. And without wasting much time, I will establish this topic in the scripture, in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 3, verse 15. The book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 15. And it reads us. Daniel 3, verse 15. Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony, with all kind of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God who will deliver you from my hand? The Adventures in Power. A long-time politician said, absolute power corrupts, power corrupts absolutely. And when we try to go to the definition of power in mechanical physics, power is related to amount of work done divided by the time. That is, in a simple language, the achievement is directly proportional to the amount of load that you put on it. Load means your ability, and the time that takes you to make that ability, which is being described to be an effort. In the story that I just read about the adventures in power in the scripture, in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 3, which I just read, we find out a story of three Hebrews who were slaves in a foreign land. But because they were faithful, they have some grace. They were being eliminated, they are being promoted to be an officer in the palace. But because of their assignment, they still stick to their belief in the God of their father. And the land in which they are, there is a conflict of interest. You know, when we talk about power, just like I give the description in the quantum physics, like that is when we talk about quantity, a divine power to be amount is directly proportional to the amount of work done divided by time. We measure power, that is in SI unit in quantum physics, as a watt. You can reverse all those things. The same thing when you read the book that I just told you. These three Hebrew, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in the foreign land, captive. But because they were captive, they still believed God. And that they were subject to the code of conduct and rules. But they don't want what the code of conduct be. Remember, power. The adventure is in power. Power can be very adventurous. And that is why in a society, in the hierarchy, there is a delegated authority. I don't want you to make mistake about power and authority. Those are different things. When we talk about power, power could be the outcome of an effort with time. But there is a great various level of power. For instance, gravity is a law and it's a power. Explosive is chemical combination and is powerful. You measure the outcome of an object directly proportional to the result, which is as power. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel, they were under authority. They were delegated authority. And they have authority. They have power. And they were responsible to another power. Now, when the decree come out, just like law is power. When you run red lights, you violated the law. When the red light turn to green, he has to turn to yellow before he turn to red. The designer designed this process When you see yellow, it has been calculated that there should be amount of time for you to slow down and to stop. But when you run the red light, then you are responsible for breaking the law. And guess what? If you want to relate this thing in the mechanical, in the physical science, work done over time or load all over effort. Work done. The time for you to slow your car is a work done. And with amount of the friction between your tire and the tarmac, that is a time. If you are able to put your car to stop without running the light, red light, you have power over the red light law. But let's say you are moving at a one speed and you saw the yellow light. You apply the brake. Within a certain time, you're supposed to stop. And you are unable to make a complete stop. You broke the law by running the red light. Which means the red light rule has power over you because you are unable to stop. What am I saying? Power tends to corrupt. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. But the unfortunate thing is that in nature, there is nothing absolute. Man may be deceived. Just like the example I gave us now. That's why I want to be very simple. I believe in all nations of the world. There is no nation that you get that we don't have traffic light. And you know the traffic light is a law. Some, not because they want to run the red light, but because of the walk down, which can be as if the rate at which you are speeding. Now will not give you sufficient time to put your car into complete stop. Therefore, by breaking the law, run the red light, you are under the power of running the red light. But because I was able to put my car into complete stop and I did not cross the line, I had power over the rule, the code of red light. Look at what somebody philosopher said. He said, the pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. In fact, this quotation was made by former Prime Minister of England named Winston Churchill. Now, to corroborate this discussion in the scripture that I just read, King Nebuchadnezzar was with an absolute, what he can call absolute power. He believes when there is a decree that was signed by Nebuchadnezzar. All nature must bow before it. The adventures in power. The adventures in power. I've used the red light. Let me use the nature too. Gravity, that is force of gravity, is a power. It's law too. That says everything that goes up must come down. That is gravity. But you find out that it is an incomplete statement. Because not all things that goes up, not everything that goes up, come down anyway. Don't make mistake. The adventures in power. The risk in power. Power sometimes can be delusional. Nebuchadnezzar make a decree that when there is a time of social calling, everybody within his territory must worship his God. And this is what power does. Remember, the traffic light is to check my freedom of driving. The speed limit is to check my speed of drive, the speed at which I drive. Force of gravity is to make sure that all things that goes up, everything that goes up, must come down under its own power. Work done all over time. But like I said, sometimes you can run the red light if nobody caught you and there's no camera. You defeat it. And not everything that goes up comes down anyway. Even within the nature, we see birds can fly. But the chicken has wings, but they cannot fly. I'm not going into the science of everything. I'm just trying to make sense or to just make sure that part of knowledge is both combined with nonsense and the sciences so that we'll be able to know that in all natures, there's nothing called absolute power. Power is only consolidated to one body, and that person is the creator of the universe, which I know that majority of us believe in it. All those listeners. Many people might say there is no God. But without no apology, that doctrine is not even self-convincing. We are not talking about, we talk about the adventures in power. It is power that is invested in the office of presidency that give the president's executive power to veto some law. Also, it is power invested in the houses that even to check the autonomous power of the presidency that can make them to make a vote to impeach any presidency. And it is the power given to the selected judges to come up with their own opinion to the interpretation of what the law is saying and make it to become law. You can see that when we talk about the power, especially in the realm of this physical, power can be falsified. Power can be delusional. But as soon as you go in left and right, you can see the conflict of interest in power. Then you will just find out that the opinion of the influence sustain within the conflict. For instance, when we talk of force of gravity, which says everything goes up must come down. I will use simple thing that is common, because if I mention rocket, maybe some people might not understand rocket. Don't let us go. Even if you are not enter an aeroplane, we've seen aeroplane fly. What make aeroplane to divide the law of gravity? Law of gravity, the power that sustains, that we call the gravity, is a power. It's natural. But when you see an airplane fly 2,000 miles or more than 20 miles in the sky, it's divine. The law of gravity, that is subjected the law, the power of gravity. And then you find out that there is something in airplane that must be greater than the power of gravity. When we come to power, you cannot kill power. For instance, if you have a baby of 3 years old, sometimes if you play a love kid, three terrible, when they are doing something, you say stop, they tell you stop. Two. Or when you see a baby you want to carry, he has power to resist. But before you can be able to carry that baby, you must be able to generate power that is greater than his power. He will struggle, but with your power, you can able to carry him even within the struggle and carry him or her to a point that you want. You will see that the only power, because when you keep on reasoning, you will know that you will keep on reasoning, and you must come up with a conclusion. And if you don't want to deceive yourself, we have to agree that there must be power greater than what we know. And that power is sovereign. Because reason, you keep on reasoning. But like some scientists or philosophers say, you have to come up with your own idea. That is misconception. You see, airplane divide gravity. Not because airplane can kill the power of gravity. The friend or the mother of a newborn of 3 years old baby was able to carry his baby despite he resists. Not because to kill the power in his baby for struggling. But he must be able to generate power that is more than that baby by applying more work within very significant, very low time. Because if you want to defeat power that is greater than you, you don't want to just waste time. You must limit your time. You must have an understanding. Back on what I just said, in the book of Daniel chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar make a decree, but there were true believers of God of Israel that have just mentioned the name. They determined to put their trust in God and see the adventures of power, the delusion of power. In that verse 15 of Daniel chapter 3 that I just told you, now Nebuchadnezzar was bold enough and said, Now, I give you a chance. Just like when the airplane wanted to move, to fly, he gave time. He tried to run on the tarmac, just like a mother baby. When you want to carry him, you say, come on, let me carry you. The baby will say, no, and time is going. You don't want to waste time. You grab him anyway. Just like at the airplane, he just moved. Then he started running fast because he's given the force of gravity time. Just like when you don't want to run the red light, you try. When you see the light, you see the speed limit, you check the speed of your car. You slow down, you'll be able to defeat. You know, this man make a decree, but these people believe that it's not the ultimate power, and that their law, their religion, forbid them to worship an idol, and they believe God, and that this is the adventures of power. The power was trying to put law them. It's a trick, like your baby said, no, don't carry me. And you know that he cannot save himself. And if you live into that, you are going to be hurt as well. So you the enforcing. Just like the aeroplane wants to move from point A to point B, he must be able to generate power that is greater than the force of gravity by design. Guess what? If there is a defect in either power, the lower power must subdue. But when this man gave them the option, which is the purpose of this broadcast today, you must be able to identify and acknowledge the sovereignty, absolute power of the Creator. People say, where is Creator? But you can just acknowledge him in everything he has created. As I've mentioned, and I use the naturalism as well as I use every common thing invented by man. After the argument of Nebuchadnezzar, these people refused and said, in verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. You don't want to negotiate with any power that is not of God. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from you, from your hand, O King. That is the power that I'm advocating for. Thank you for tuning. And the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. In 2 weeks, it will be July 4th weekend. We will not be broadcasting on that weekend. Please tune in for another broadcast on July 21st, 2013, on which the topic will be the power of the blood. At 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.